WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Summertime and the living is easy, as the Sam Cooke song goes. And for weather geeks, one of the prevailing summer cloud types is the cumulus cloud. Cumulus clouds are composed of water droplets that exhibit vertical development. The density of the droplets often blocks sunlight, casting shadows on the Earth's surface. With increasing vertical height, they are often associated with convection or showers and potentially thunderstorms. Bases of these clouds are generally no more than 3,000 to 5,000 feet above the ground, but they can develop past the troposphere in both temperate and tropical latitudes. Cumulus clouds typically form when warm air rises and reaches a level of comparatively cool air where the moisture in the air condenses. This usually happens through upward motion or convection, where a parcel of air is warmer than the surrounding air. As it rises, the air cools at the dry adiabatic lapse rate, that's about 3 degrees centigrade per 1,000 feet, while the dew point of the air falls by only about a half a degree centigrade per 1,000 feet. When the temperature of the air reaches the dew point, some water condenses out of the air to form the cloud. The size of the cloud depends on the temperature profile of the atmosphere and the presence of any temperature inversions. If the top of the cumulus cloud reaches above the altitude, where the temperature is at or below the freezing level, then rain from the cloud is possible, at least in this season. They are classified as low clouds and include all varieties of cumulus and cumulonimbus. Cumulus clouds are opposite in type from the horizontal development of stratiform clouds, and you often see cumulus clouds described with the abbreviation CU. These clouds are also the kinds that are fun to watch to see what shapes your imagination might find in them. I hear J.B. Elliott sees a lot of dogs in his cumulus observations. Got a question about a weather topic? Email it to question@weatherbrains.com.